There you go. And I'll call the May 7th Sheffield Select Board meeting to order at 5:56. Any additions, deletions?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a financial controls checklist that I need to have signed off on for the bond application. And apparently there's a Duck Pond Road bid situation going on.
Did I CC'd you on the email?
Mm-hmm.
And?
So we're adding that to the agenda.
Yeah, the bid opening.
Or closing, really, in 3 minutes.
It was scheduled for 6:00, right?
Yes.
So it can wait.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, resolution from.
So this is the resolution that we talked about, that this guy, Peter Franzoni, is trying to get all the towns to consider a resolution condemning the attacks on due processing and affirming the constitutional rights of all people. I'm hoping that you all read your emails to see his plea.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Well, it's because you're not on the select board. So basically, this is a resolution that the town of Rutland, this Peter Franzoni from Rutland, started because he is upset with those people who are illegally in the country being picked up and deported by, I don't want to say ICE, but whichever department.
It's currently ICE.
Yeah, ICE. And you can read the resolution if you like. It does state Rutland, because if we decide to pass it, then I will amend the whole thing, but. Yeah, so I guess you can talk amongst yourselves, and then you can do.
Yeah, get them out of here.
I got no desire to support said resolution, because the Fourth Amendment is still being upheld.
I agree.
Cool, so do I.
So can we have a first and a second, and?
So I move to not pass said resolution.
Okay.
Second.
Yeah, done.
So we have, so just an update, we're gonna go a little out of order just to keep this moving along, since how we have to wait 2 more minutes for the bids. The checklist for the financial controls, it's a checklist that the state puts out that I can fill out, and then the select board can view it, look over it, decide if they want to change any of the internal controls. I need to have a signed copy so that I can add it to the bond application that it will be, I believe it's due the 30th of May. So it's straightforward things like, does the person who do the bank, does the bank reconciliations, isn't the person who writes checks, is the person who opens the mail not the person who does the bank, you know, there's a lot of those internal control type things, and I made some memos in the field, but I mean, we.
I remember reading it.
Yeah, we are very good about making sure that if Felicia enters bills, I write the checks.
Right.
I never write a check to me and then me sign it. Felicia never writes a check that's to herself and sign, like, everything. And then, of course, obviously, you all see the orders for payment prior to checks being written, you know, things like that. Kind of my philosophy is I wouldn't make it in jail. They don't let you knit there, so we do anything we can to avoid time in jail.
Have you got the transfer station paperwork here? We've already passed.
We're just need you to sign it first. One item at a time, their select board chair.
You're slow.
I know,
it's because y'all are reading.
I do, I wanted to read it, but I can sign that. Multitasking is not, you know, a rare skill.
He runs the meeting.
Yeah, he's like, what? No.
If he's the board chair, it's his meeting, so.
It's technically his meeting, but I mean, who really runs the meeting? Okay, so the signature page is the last 2 pages of the contract.
All we make sure is that we go ahead and sign it tonight. We've already passed it.
Oh, maybe it's just the last page. Just make sure you find your name. It's split between two pages. So yeah, Walt needs to sign that. Muchas gracias.
Now you're back in order, right?
Sorta.
It's after six, so we wanna not waste any more on Nate's time than we have to.
Yep, now that we're after six, do you wanna do the official opening?
Well, Nate can, or the board should.
Yeah. Eric, why don't you open them?
We must have requested proof of insurance.
I will say it's...
I gotta sign the second one too, right?
No, that's for when we give it. So when somebody gets hired, like, and I'll make sure it all gets signed when, for Alexis and Jim, when it gets, after it gets signed by Wheelock and go back.
You can let Wheelock know that we've done.
Yeah, I'll scan it and send it to them, and then I'll make sure that they get the original to put signatures on it.
137.70. They're all extremely close.
Jeez. Those are the same price?
500 different.
500.
They must have talked to each other.
Right.
What are you putting? What'd you put for answer number two?
Well, Harold's is only $21 less than Simpson.
Gravel
they called each other, you know they
97.
Oh, wow.
Now, I'm imagining, like, this one being so much less, they all know what the work entails at this point. They're not just pulling a number out of a hat.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
That's a skill I acquired that's relatively young.
So, site work begins July 1st. C card 169.
Yep.
This one. Oh.
Yeah.
Now.
So as far as the certificate of insurance, my experience has been once they have assigned, and these guys all, I work with all of them, they all have insurance. Once they have the signed, because I always tell them they need to list the town as additionally insured and Rebels Engineering as additionally insured.
Right.
And they've said that the insurance company needed the awarded low bid document to give to the insurance company, and then they produce the certificate.
So, okay. And I was gravel. Trying to find out who sent that. There.
So all of these guys were invited.
And we like their work. Like
I've worked with all of them before. So I have no concerns, which is why I recommended to invite
them.
You know, we had one in Newark a couple weeks ago, and KML was kind of like what Gravel's price is, you know, quite a bit lower than the rest of them. And, you know, I'd ask them, are you good with your number? And yes, I needed, you know, wanted the work. So when you go through the math of all of it, I mean, there's not a lot of cream on top.
No.
But they'll... I have no problem with those.
I've always felt though it's like you don't pick the smallest one because of the quality of the quality could be less. Like
well would so the way I would look at that is these guys were all invited.
Mm.
So I'm basically standing behind them and I'm gonna you know, we have money in there for construction and engineering.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be there with them to oversee it.
Oh, okay.
So it's not
they
like
put I guess in for extra, like halfway through, say, geez, we found ledge that was closer to the surface than we thought.
I mean, they know it's there.
They
so,
know it's there because we tested last fall.
Yeah, so we've got the information, and I mean, they'd have to find something pretty
drastic.
Rarely have I ever seen someone ask for an extra, and they've always been shut down.
And so, I know nothing of gravel construction at all.
So Gravel's, they're from Hardwick.
Hardwick.
Yeah.
And you've worked with them and you're comfortable with them?
They actually, on Standard Mountain Road, there's a bridge that's washed out twice on the Standard side, just before the town garage in Standard.
Yeah.
And they put that a temporary retaining wall. We had to rebuild the stream bed. I mean, we're talking 8 foot hole. And they did everything that we asked, and they did it very, very well. So if you drive over the mountain and look at that, that's the last thing that they did of ours. That I mean, it was great. Those guys have plenty of experience. They've got their own quarry too. So I don't know if they would haul the material up over the mountain or if they would buy it from Jason. I have no idea.
Crazy not to buy.
I've seen, well, I mean, these guys hauled it from Lowell.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
I see them romping down 122.
Yeah. They did the same thing. I worked with Percy like 12, 15 years ago on a job in Barton, sewer project. They did like 3,000 feet of sewer, and they did the same thing. They shipped all their stone from Lowell.
Mm.
But, you know, it's their pit, I guess.
Their business.
So, yep.
Maybe here they just want the work.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So
we asked Percy too. They didn't even put in a bit, right?
They did not.
That's all we had for today.
Yeah.
Came in today.
That's pretty good, I guess, considering how busy people are.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I just had... We just bid one... What's today, the 7th?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Either yesterday or the day before. I got a lot going on. We just bid one in Albany, and Simpson took it for $587,000. My estimate was $609,000 in Austin Construction out of... Concord was 615. I mean, they were right tight around my estimate.
Mm.
Yeah. And the same thing, I mean, my estimate was 140, call it 144, and you got three guys that were basically 37.5.
Yeah.
But the same, you know, we, a few weeks back, like I said, in Newark, we had one kind of similar to this one, small. And KML was quite a bit underneath everybody else, you know, probably the same percentage as gravel is, but, I mean, yeah, and I've had jobs, I know last year I had one with Simpson where there was, gravel was like 88, Simpson was 84, Winterset was like 200, if I remember, or 180.
Oh,
and then when Jake Simpson got done doing it, he's like, I need some money on that job. And I was like, yeah, it wasn't that complex of a job.
Yeah.
Just, you know, sometimes they make money, sometimes they
yep.
don't. They're all guys that, you know, have been around here for quite a long time. And I'd have no concern with them. The only thing that kind of strikes me here is there's two companies that make this product, Contec and Lane. They're the basic manufacturers. So this, I don't know, did these guys all get a price from one and he got a price from the other? I mean, what I found is Contec has been more expensive. They provide maybe a little more customer service.
Mm.
You know, assembly, maybe someone's helping, I don't know. But yeah, I have no problem with recommending awarding it to Gravel Construction. So,
yeah. Me neither.
So do you need an official motion?
We need a motion and to approve a low bid.
Make the motion to go with the low bid.
Second.
Done.
And authorize someone to sign the proposal, the winning proposal.
That would be our fearless leader.
Yes. In most cases, it
should be.
Now, I imagine they're going to have to start sending insurance certificates and that sort of thing. They'll probably send those to me.
So what if you scan all these and send them to me,
mm-hmm.
I put together like a kind of a bid summary, an analysis, real basic. I share that with all of them,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll reach out to him and say, you know, hey, we need, you know, the town's awarded you the project, and we need your certificate of insurance. Here's the signed acceptance. You need to list the town of Sheffield, Ruggles Engineering is additionally insured. And I think they're going to start pretty early.
It says begin July 1.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of a broad time frame, but it...
It is pretty... Maybe he's making concessions in case we get another 100-year flood for the third year in a row.
Yeah, I think so, a bunch of them there are saying they were getting quite a gap in time.
They were. They were all... Like, this one was pretty close, but...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, a lot of them were... Oh, that one's really...
That's very specific.
Yeah.
So again,
this one's pretty big. The others are.
I mean, they're going to want to get in when the stream flow goes way down.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, it's just how it's going to work.
That's usually July, except for the last 2 years.
Okay.
Cool. So you'll scan.
I'll
those.
Scan that. Do you want it? Do me to do it because I won't be here tomorrow. So it's either.
If,
when the meeting's done or Friday morning.
If you could do it when the meeting's done, that way I can get
we'll
it to those guys.
We'll do.
So they know. Because if they're, I'm sure they're bidding on other work. So
yeah.
I think, well, I've just seen some competition. I think maybe some state projects haven't come out. Because seems like we've had like contractors, quite a number of contractors bidding on our work that has been better than the past couple of years. Where it was just crickets. And then high numbers from the guys that threw the number at it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That is a relief to me. That's because we are right there money wise.
Perfect.
Cool.
That's why we
now we got some buffer.
That's why we put those plans together. Yeah. I mean it's so instrumental to have to spend a little bit of money to get the plans out so these guys bid apples to apples.
Yeah,
because it's just the swing in construction
mm-hmm.
is just so high that
yeah.
if you don't, you lose. You know, it can cost you quite a bit of money. So.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is, and I hate the bid process with a passion. Because it seems like you know, there's always pretty unhappy people, but with a Ruggles Engineering person there and all the specifics laid out,
they're big boys.
Then they can only be upset at themselves. So.
It's a high intensity game for those guys. I mean, I've been on the, you know, when I was younger, I helped out with some construction bids and it's a rush you know, when you're trying to put together numbers like that. And then when you lose, it's very sad.
Yes.
So. Yep. Yeah, sort of like the stock market.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Nate,
thank
you.
Okay, Nate, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great night.
I'll put your chair back.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, it's better than two of these that I actually made myself. They never put their chair back.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it.
All right. You deserve that. And I think
that folks. Great, that's cool.
I mean, you could stay and be involved in what happens in the town.
Anytime you need me, just holler.
Anyway,
good luck with the project, Max. Yes.
Thank
I'll
you.
See you on Friday.
Good to see you all.
See ya. Okay, we'll take care of that. We'll take care of that.
So we've already basically talked offline about the issue with Jason Corpy's trailer.
Yeah.
I did not hear from Hannah today with the deed, so she will be number one on my list at 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday.
Yeah, with the sledgehammer.
Yeah. So once we get the deed recorded, I would imagine that same day we can serve the first letter that says you're evicted.
I would suggest.
And then there's like time, then you have to wait a certain amount of time, and then the attorney can send, like, so there's like all these time frame things. Usually, where it gets long is the judges want to give everybody a chance. So that's where it could take some time.
Been well, in this particular case, but never mind.
Been there.
So, it like, I don't have a lot of news yet, because like I said, Hannah didn't get back to me today. What are you looking for, honey?
No.
Oh. So hopefully I'll know some more on Friday morning, because I'll get after her about that. And then the last thing is just to let you know, our delinquent taxes are down to $27,861.30.
Awesome. Good job. Truly wonderful.
So we're getting there.
Yep.
Next month will probably be better because our tax sale's on the 30th.
Right. And people will start.
Well, either we're going to get a few people who will pay because they'll get the notice from the attorney and they'll be like, geez, and they'll actually pay, or their property will get sold at tax sale.
Yes.
One way or the other.
Yeah.
So.
How many properties, potentially?
It's six.
I saw, I think it's five or six. I saw it in the newspaper. Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
So it's Derek Campbell, Tony LaPointe, Troy Longacre, he's up 122. Derek Campbell's out on Hardscrabble. Leslie Norrie's piece here on Bryan Road. Mm-hmm. And then Jessica's bird trailer, that acre there.
Yeah.
There's like seven, three quarters of an acre. Jessica Prue.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I know there is a lot of interest in the Prue's spot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Derek Campbell's isn't bad. It's like 18 acres, I think. 14 and a half acres up on Hardscrabble with like just a little shed on it. So.
It's too bad Prue won't sell.
I will say that, to be honest with you, the guy that's building right next to that, he wants it in the worst way.
Oh, I know.
And she won't sell it.
Oh.
So there's a possibility she's going to lose it and not get any income from
Let's
it
hope.
But I mean, I talked to Anne about it and Jessica just refuses to sell it.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, but that's the long and short of it. I feel like our planning commission might have an update.
Yes,
I do have updates. So I just want to let you guys know that we had our last meeting last month, and we had five people from the community show up to help with a village center designation and possibly applying to the village trust initiative. So this is all part of establishing some funding sources to sort of rejuvenate the community center in Sheffield. And so that was really, I thought that was exciting because there were five people that came up to me after town meeting and all five of them showed up. And so that's
what the impressive.
That's impressive, yeah.
So, because that's unusual. So we definitely have some people, they're just starting to wrap their head around like the new town plan and where, you know, the village center and village trust, what we could maybe do with some of those. So that's sort of where they're at. And but we're hoping to, you know, build the process to where they can kind of take that over and just report to us so that we can do some of the other parts of the plan.
Right.
But the other thing I wanted to mention about that is that Bobby Bristol and I just had a conference call with a representative from the Preservation Trust of Vermont, and that is the one that administers the monies from the application process for Village Trust Initiative. And it sure does seem like they didn't really think it would be a huge lift to help do some renovation around the town hall. And so we're looking into that as sort of a focus because it's really our only more or less historic building that would qualify for these funds.
Not even the old church or the old town meeting house that's on Barry?
They might, but I think our thinking is that space already has things like the elevator and the ramp for handicap access, and it has a really nice kitchen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would just make a nice community space, and it's a little more visible, you know, than the others. And we talked to her about there's an issue with parking, for sure. And one of the things I wanted to ask you guys is she actually pulled up a map, and I hadn't looked at this before, but that property goes all the way to the creek, and there's a shed there.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the shed used for?
From what I know, to store field day.
Stuff.
So number two on this is I may have had a conversation heard from Bird that Darlene is going to sell her house, which is right next
to
the
one that's falling down.
Nobody's living there now, and she, from what I've heard, she just hasn't had the time to deal with getting it put on the market. So there's that. The only other thing is, I also, in reading a few of my emails that I've gotten since I've been out, it looks like we might need to talk to AOT because the town hall might be in the right of way of Route 122.
Okay, all right, yeah.
The actual building might be in the right of way. Yeah, yeah, so they might have
something to say about it?
Some kind of issue with whatever is whatevering. So that I just want to bring that up in case somebody wants to contact them and find out where their right of way boundary actually is.
Okay. Well, one of the things I think is so interesting about talking to this woman, because this is what she does for a living, but there just are so many resources available that we, like I personally, not having been in the system, I'm not really aware of. And they basically, a lot of the process is just helping us connect to those resources. And so, like, if we had something like that, oh, I heard this concern, they would be like, okay, well, let me reach out to, you know, like, so it's not all on us to do.
They can help facilitate point of contact. Nice. That's nice.
Yeah. So that's sort of the conversation we had today. Is very preliminary, but I think it really fits well. You know, I'll reiterate, because I know I've said this before, but as part of the revision process for the town plan, we had, you know, the survey go out. We had a number of public meetings. You came, and you know, the biggest percentage of agreement on the survey returns was the quote-unquote junk property in town. And we went through a lot of like thought process about how to deal with that. And I think ultimately ended up that, you know, if we could kind of try to reignite some civic pride, that would go a long way towards people feeling comfortable, people getting help, blah, 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 blah. But we really don't have a place in Sheffield like a general store, a place where people just come hang out. And so that's sort of the thought process behind this. And it was really gratifying to talk to somebody from an external agency and say, and, you know, tell her sort of the backstory. And she's like, well, you know, it really sounds to me like where you need to start is with a place for your community to meet. So she sort of had that independent thought. So it sort of validated our process, you know, from an external source. And I think that one thing, the ask that I have right now, and I'm not sure the formality of it, but the woman from Vermont Preservation Trust would like to have a walkthrough of the town hall and bring a person that would assess the building for what type of work it would need to have done on it. And so it's just access to the building. And one of us would be with it, and you know, all that.
Yeah, you just let me know that day. We can always send the keys.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, so she we sent her the MERP report for the energy plan, and she said it had a lot of good information, but not so much on the structural elements of the building itself. And so that's really what they would want to look at to see sort of what we're getting into there. But she said, even if you don't, even if Village Trust Initiative isn't the thing to go through, it. They just have so many other resources that can help with energy efficiency. And she was super excited that we had an elevator and the ramps. She said, you are so far ahead. So she seemed to think that the other stuff was not as big of a barrier as we thought it might be. So,
okay.
So, yeah. So that's, I just wanted to keep you guys in the loop of what was going on. And to that point, I feel like, in general, sometimes Al will come, sometimes people will come sort of as needed. Is that a good way to continue for the Planning Commission, or do you want somebody here for every meeting just to say, hey?
I think as needed.
I think if you had something to tell us, then come. Okay. Like, I always have Planning Commission update, but if nobody comes, then we'll be like, well, we'll delete that for this month.
Okay.
But
all right.
If there's something that you need, then come. If not,
don't worry about it. Don't feel like somebody has to come. So that's where we're at. I just want to let you guys know.
Perfect.
Thanks. That sounds great.
Thank you.
And we are meeting every other month, just so you guys know. We're meeting every unless we need to add some meetings. So.
Yeah. Back to the lax schedule, not the two a month schedule.
Town plan update schedule. Oh my gosh. Except this new committee now, they're going to be like, no, we have questions. Come and meet with us.
And
you're
like, no.
No, that's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Anybody got anything else? We need to talk about?
I don't.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I was really stretching it getting this agenda done.
What?
Time.
Oh, at 6:26.